you can live a pain-free life. And better yet, it can be done without drugs and medication. Welcome to Mastering a Healthy Life with your host, Judy Poole. Our show will help you to become responsible for your own health by bringing you the tools, positive attitudes, and confidence in order to get you back to good health and keep you there. Now, here is your host, Judy Poole.
Hi, listeners. This is Judy Poole. Thanks for listening in. Today, the theme of, the theme of our show today is Enjoy the Taste of Eating Right. And with us, we have Rachel Robinson. She's a registered dietitian at ShopRite in Kingston, New York. She is responsible for providing health and wellness education and outreach to ShopRite associates, customers, and community partners through a variety of programs such as supermarket tours, workshops, one-on-one consultations, and culinary demos. She received her Bachelor of Science in Health and Nutrition Science from Brooklyn College and completed her dietetic internship at St. Michael's Medical Center in Newark, New Jersey. She worked as a clinical dietitian at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany, New York, and most recently as the clinical nutrition manager of Our Lady of Mercy Life Center in Guilderland, New York. She enjoys cooking and baking and being very active. And she has a special interest in pediatrics and gluten-free diet. So welcome, Rachel. How are you doing today?
Hi, Judy. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on my show. We wanted to talk about enjoy the taste of eating right. And as a dietitian, I'm sure you have seen many different styles of eating and corrected many styles of eating. So there's one question I've always wondered about. What's the difference between a registered dietitian nutritionist and a nutritionist?
So, Judy, a nutritionist can be anyone who has an interest in nutrition and healthy eating. They have a background in nutrition and may give advice to others, but they do not have the full nutrition education background to call themselves registered dietitian. So a registered dietitian, which is RD for short, is an expert who gives advice on nutrition, supplements, foods, and diet. In order to be called a registered dietitian, a person must have earned a bachelor's degree in nutrition, completed a supervised work program, typically takes 9 to 12 months. At that point, they have to pass a national exam. And then once you're a registered dietitian, you have to do continuing education units for 5 years to keep up the evolving. So many RDNs actually also continue their education on master's degrees, PhDs, and all of our right diets are registered.
Okay. Interesting. Good to know. So what does a retail registration or registered dietitian do?
Well, those aren't familiar. Wake is a co-op, and I represent ShopRite Markets, just one piece of that ShopRite co-op. So ShopRite is the largest retailer-owned cooperative in the United States, and the cooperative is comprised of 45 members individually own and operate markets under that ShopRite banner. The retail dietitians at ShopRite are available to provide a number of free services, as you mentioned, to customers, associates, the community, which includes individual and group counseling, individual or group store tours, cooking demos, corporate events, product information, product requests, and a number of other cooking classes and lessons and events out in the community.
So you do a lot. You help ShopRite do a lot of other things.
Yes.
Okay. So that you've got quite an interesting job, actually. It entails quite a bit of stuff there. Now, March is National Nutrition Month. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. Previously, in 1973, they started a National Nutrition Week. But then in 1980, because of growing public interest in nutrition, it actually became a National Nutrition Month. So that's month of education and information The campaign was created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics to really bring attention to the importance of developing good habits when it comes to eating and exercising so that people can maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. And it's important to have a healthy lifestyle. That's what my show's all about. And this year's theme is Enjoy the Taste of Eating Right. Why is that important?
I'm glad you asked. Research confirms that taste actually tops nutrition when it comes to why people put one over another. And I find that people sometimes have antiquated ideas about what healthy is. And some people really think that means that it has to be bland and taste. But I think this year's message is great because it focuses on ways we can sort of combine both taste and nutrition when we create healthy and delicious meals. So you can really add a lot of color and spice flavor to your food without adding salt, sugar, and saturated fat and other things that are really an excellent in the American diet.
So really part of the enjoying the taste is eating a bunch of colors, a lot of colorful food.
That's absolutely one way. Eating from all the different groups, making sure that you balance diet is another way to enjoy the taste of eating right.
So, okay, we talked about colors and balance. Would you have one of each color?
Different colors of fruits and vegetables actually have different vitamins and minerals each color group. So the importance of eating the variety is that you're really getting all the different vitamins and minerals that you want to get out of your food.
Okay. Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the food groups. What are the food groups?
So, previously, people may have heard of food pyramid as a way to know about all the different groups, but most recently is used called MyPlate. MyPlate is the current nutrition guide published by the USDA, and it depicts plate setting with a plate glass divided into five groups. Plate pyramid because it's really a helpful visual tool for us to see what our actual plate look like, and the food groups shown on the are shown in the actual proportions of how much we should be having of each. So the basics of my plate are half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables. And again, that's where that color comes in, having the variety to keep it interesting. For whole grains, or for grains really, you want to make at least half of your grains whole. For protein, you should vary your protein food choices. So that also means including things like fish and non-meat protein sources like beans, legumes, and soy. And for dairy, switching to 1% or skim milk is the recommendation, low fat dairy. And my plate is also really good to show portion control while enjoying food and show that there should be a reduction in sodium and sugar intake because, as I've already are represented, usually an overabundance in the American diet.
Okay. Interesting. We only have 2 minutes to break. How about if we take a break and we'll continue to talk about the different food groups and some of the other things that are coming up. So we'll be right back.
Life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers four programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life, keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
If you are in the Kingston, New York area, visit Judy Poole and the rest of Howell's Healing Wellness Group at 211 Hurley Avenue, Suite 5 for your health needs. This includes Dr. Dave Howell's DC chiropractor, Tim McArdle, licensed massage therapist, or Judy Poole, certified in both biofeedback and the isometric muscle balance technique. Call 845-331-6653 for Dr. Howell's, 845-389-0755 for Tim McArdle, or 914-388-4782 for Judy Poole. If you are in need of an Avazia device for your pain management or resolution needs, go to the product page at www.becomepainfree.net and order a device, or send an email to orders@becomepainfree.net. Judy will contact you and will work with your doctor and teach you how to use your Avazia Best device. Again, visit the website at becomepainfree.net or send Judy an email to orders@becomepainfree.net.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va@becomepainfree.net. That's va@becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, thank you for returning. We've been having a trouble with the line. So we're going to review some of the information that we talked about because we couldn't really hear what Rachel was saying. So we're going to go back to knowing the difference between a registered dietitian nutritionist and a nutritionist. So Rachel, I think you sound much better now.
Okay,
Rachel?
Good. Absolutely.
Okay. So how about if we do a little review of what
sure.
we said. Just tell us basically what the differences are and so that people understand, because I've talked to nutritionists and you're the first one I've ever talked to who was a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and I never knew the difference. So can we just review that point?
Absolutely. So a nutritionist can be anyone who has an interest in nutrition and healthy eating, and they may have a background in nutrition, and they may even give advice to others, but they don't have the full nutrition education background, call themselves registered dietitians.
Oh, okay.
So a registered dietitian, or an RD, is an expert who gives advice on nutrition, supplements, food, and special diets. In order to be called a registered dietitian, person has to have earned a bachelor's degree in nutrition, completed a supervised work program or internship, which typically takes about 9 to 12 months, and at that point, they have to pass a national exam to become a registered dietitian.
Oh, wow.
Once they're registered, they have to complete continuing education units every 5 years to keep up with the research, and often RDNs actually continue their education and complete master's degrees and PhDs.
Wow. So it's kind of like a whole course of study.
Yes, much more involved, I'd say.
Yes, much more involved. And in retail, you just help whatever company you're working with. In your case, it's ShopRite.
Right.
Help their customers, right?
Mm-hmm. So ShopRite is the largest retailer-owned cooperative in the United States, and the cooperative is comprised of 45 members who individually own and operate supermarkets under that ShopRite banner. So I do represent ShopRite.
Okay. And you work with customers as well as associates, and you work with the community too, right?
Yes, our services are all free. That includes individual and group counseling, individual and group store tours, cooking demos, corporate events, product information and product requests, and any number of cooking classes and other lessons and events out in the community.
Okay. Well, that's helpful because I was really shocked, one, when I walked in to see a nutritionist or a registered nutritionist, and I thought it was a wonderful thing. It's amazing. But March is National Nutrition Month, and the theme is Enjoy the Taste of Eating Right. So we've talked about the different food groups and the different colors of what food should be. Like there should be some color on every plate, right?
Right. So just to reiterate, there are different vitamins and minerals in all the different colors of fruits and vegetables. And that's the main reason it's so important to include a variety so that we really can get all of the vitamins and minerals that our bodies need.
Yeah, and that makes sense because if you just eat lettuce all the time, you're going to be missing on a few vitamins and minerals. Right?
Right. So the red and orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, all different colors of food groups provide different things that our bodies need.
Right. And I think the beans come in the same different varieties, right?
Yes, beans do also come in a different variety of colors.
And you can add those to salads and everything else.
Yes, beans are actually really great. They're coming back now, not just as a main staple in a meal, but also even hidden in things like desserts. So people are using garbanzo beans to make chocolate chip cookies and black beans to make brownies. So it's really interesting the ways that you can incorporate those proteins into not just the most traditional ways anymore.
They're taking black beans and making them into brownies?
Yes, Absolutely. It's actually an excellent trick for people on a gluten-free diet because it provides a nice texture and sort of binds things together in a way that you might not necessarily get without the gluten.
And does it taste good?
It does taste good if you do it right.
And that's the trick, right? To do it right?
Yeah, don't be discouraged always if you don't get it right the first time either, because something like a black bean brownie, that's pretty ambitious, right? So just because it didn't work out once doesn't mean black bean brownies are no good. It just means maybe adjust it and try it again.
It just needs to be tweaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite ways to enjoy the taste of eating right? Besides,
well, for me personally, variety is key.
Okay.
So I really love trying new foods. If I ever see any new foods, vegetables, or grains that I haven't tried yet, I like to bring some home and see what I can do with them. I also love to travel, so I really enjoy trying local foods wherever I go. And we eat with our eyes, too, so I do make sure that I do include a lot of colors in my meals so that I stay visually interested. And then also non-traditional ways of preparing foods, like maybe a quinoa porridge for breakfast or trying a savory oatmeal for dinner. That's a nice way to enjoy the taste of eating right.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. So when you travel, you get new foods. Now, how do you find the way to cook them? How do you, you know, like I'll go and I'll see new vegetables in the store, you know, whether it be bok choy or something like that. How do you know how to cook it?
So all of our managers at ShopRite are really well-versed in the departments that they run. So in any department, you can really ask the department manager or any of the associates, how can I prepare this item? And they can point you to recipes and other basic preparation methods.
Oh, okay. So you can just ask anybody in that locale.
Absolutely. Ask right in the store.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite new products that you're seeing on the shelves?
In terms of newer products, we at ShopRite have a huge range of gluten-free products in our Live Right aisle, which is where customers can find our natural and organic foods. Some of the more popular new ones include PB2, which is a dehydrated peanut butter. And in the same vein, I actually really love sun butter, which is like a traditional nut butter, but it's actually made from sunflower seeds. Oh. So it's safe for people with nut allergies to consume. And another favorite is some of the newer gluten-free snack foods. For example, Udi's makes a great ancient grain chip. And I Heart Quinoa makes a gluten-free snack. It's the clusters that are actually made with quinoa. So there's a lot of experimentation going on in the sort of snack and chip world.
It sounds like so there's a lot of variety out there besides the old way of doing things. Like in the Northeast, we have just a certain way of cooking. And so, and we have certain foods, you know. And I've been to other parts of the United States, and they all have their own ways of doing things and their own style of cooking. So when you get the new products, gluten-free is becoming more and more popular. So it's interesting somehow that we can possibly how to incorporate gluten-free stuff when people don't necessarily need to eat that stuff. I mean, if people don't need gluten-free foods, how would we? Well, I guess we would, if we're in any part of the country, because this is going all over the states and all over the world. So how do we apply that to other countries? You know, gluten-free, what kind of, you mentioned some foods on gluten-free, the soy nuts, or the, not the soy, because soy is like peanuts, right?
So soy is a bean, actually, and it can be made into a variety of products. So that could be soy milk. That could be, soy yogurts, but also things like tofu, edamame beans. Those are soybeans.
Oh, okay. So, and they're all good for us, and they're all over the world. So, yeah, so that's good. I guess my question was gluten-free. It's more and more popular today. More and more people.
And that is worldwide, actually.
It is worldwide.
It's more tested for in developed nations, but gluten-free is a worldwide issue. And also, it's okay to eat gluten-free foods even if you're not following a gluten-free diet, as long as it fits in that healthy balance moderation that we should be practicing.
Okay. So we just get used to the taste. It just tastes differently than normal? Is that gluten-free? I've had some gluten-free stuff, and it doesn't. It's good, I guess. I haven't had enough gluten-free, I guess. But anyway, we're at another break. So why don't we talk about some of the trends when we get back? Gluten-free is definitely a trend, and it's on the rise. And I've seen like soy ice cream and other soy products on the rise too. So when we come back, why don't we talk about some trends that are going to be coming in for 2014? Okay? So we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers 4 programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life, keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
If you are in the Kingston, New York area, visit Judy Poole and the rest of Howell's Healing Wellness Group at 211 Hurley Avenue, Suite 5 for your health needs. This includes Dr. Dave Howell's DC chiropractor, Tim McArdle, licensed massage therapist, or Judy Poole, certified in both biofeedback and the isometric muscle balance technique. Call 845-331-6653 for Dr. Howell's, 845-389-0755 for Tim McArdle, or 914-388-4782 for Judy Poole. If you are in need of an Avazia device for your pain management or resolution needs, go to the product page at www.becomepainfree.net and order a device, or send an email to orders@becomepainfree.net. Judy will contact you and will work with your doctor and teach you how to use your Avazia Best device. Again, visit the website at becomepainfree.net or send Judy an email to orders@becomepainfree.net.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va@becomepainfree.net. That's va@becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, this is Judy Poole again, and I'm talking to Rachel Robinson, a registered dietitian. Nutritionist in Kingston, New York, who works for ShopRite and the ShopRite Market. And we were talking about gluten-free foods and some of the trends that will be predicted for 2014. And to me, gluten-free is I don't know whether it's just wheat or whether it's wheat gluten or whether it's the gluten of any grain. So can we clarify that, Rachel?
Sure. So gluten is actually a wheat protein. So it's found in wheat, barley, malt, and rye. And the challenge for people on a gluten-free diet is it's not always listed on a label in those ways. So you may pick up a food item, and it won't just say wheat or gluten, but it does contain ingredients that are derived with gluten in them.
So some of this multigrain bread then would not be good for someone who's allergic to gluten or wheat.
So most breads are actually not good for people with gluten, but there are gluten-free breads available.
But they don't have wheat, barley, rye, and what was the other one?
Malt.
Malt. Like malt liquor?
Well, that's what malt liquor
malt
is made
syrup.
From malt.
It's a syrup, right? Is that sugar? No.
No.
What is it?
Malt is made from barley.
Oh, okay. So, okay, and that's part of the gluten problem.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, so wheat, barley, malt, and rye. So none of those are in the foods.
So those are excluded in the gluten-free diet. But there are a lot of alternatives. For example, the bread might be made from a rice flour or a bean flour. There's even gluten-free beer made from sorghum. So there's a lot of options now. My father has been gluten-free for about 15 years, And 15 years ago, there weren't so many options. Maybe one dusty shelf in the health food store. But now it's something that you don't need to shop at the health food store. You can come right to ShopRite, and we have a huge variety of gluten-free products.
Okay. And that's definitely one of the trends for 2014. Because I hear an awful lot about people having celiac disease and having to eat gluten-free foods. Am I right?
Yes. So there's more people actually who are choosing to have a gluten-free lifestyle even without a diagnosis of celiac disease.
Okay. Why? They want to lose weight? Or?
That's really personal, I guess, to each person, why they're choosing the gluten-free lifestyle without having a diagnosis. But there's a number of books that have come out sort of suggesting different ideas. So maybe some people have read some of those books and are sort of trying something else.
Hmm. Okay. Because I know my girlfriend made some gluten-free cookies a couple weeks ago. They tasted good, but it was mostly oat. But doesn't oat have gluten in it?
So the issue with oats, actually, is usually the contamination. Oats are grown in the same fields as wheat often, so the oats themselves may not contain gluten, but they may be contaminated during processing. There are gluten-free oats available, but some people don't tolerate gluten-free oats either. So the current research really points to if you can tolerate gluten-free oats, then you can include them in your diet in moderate amounts. But if you don't tolerate gluten-free oats, and you shouldn't be eating them, even if they're certified gluten-free.
Wow. Okay. Because I think I read, sometimes when you read the ingredients, because I always read ingredients in the store, I'm one of those people that, I guess, irritate everybody else because I sit there and read the ingredients. But I've noticed that they add gluten to some of the bread, some of the cookies, some of the products. And some of it's oat gluten. There is such a thing as oat gluten, right?
So, again, gluten is just a wheat protein, so you can have different kinds of gluten.
So oats don't really have a, they're not related to wheat. So gluten basically is just wheat protein, period.
Yes.
Okay. But they add that sometimes to some of the foods for consistency or something?
Yes, it gives it a nice sort of fluffy texture, which is sometimes what's missing from some of the gluten-free products. But again, they've really come out with a huge variety, so there's plenty of different things to try until you find the one you like.
Yeah, that's true. There's lots of stuff out there. So what other trends are coming up for 2014?
The one trend that I'm noticing is people are going back towards store brands because they're really catching on that it's a comparable product, but for a significantly lower price. ShopRite has a huge assortment of its own products, which includes an organic line. So if you want to eat healthy but are on a budget, items like ShopRite rolled oats or organic frozen vegetables or the no-salt added canned vegetables can make a really huge difference. I for one, like the ShopRite organic peanut butter because the only ingredients in it are peanut and salt. So no high fructose corn syrup, no added sugars.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, can babies, are babies born with gluten problems? Is it genetic?
Gluten intolerance is genetic. So babies can be born with gluten intolerance. But if you have the gene for celiac disease, you can actually develop it at any point in life. You may not be born with it, but you may develop it later in life.
Okay. So it's an environmental problem?
It is genetic. There is a genetic component. If you don't have the gene for celiac disease, there is no way of you developing it. But if you have the gene, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will develop it, but it means that the possibility is there.
Okay. So the foods for babies, when they have gluten-free, what, because you usually give them, you know, some sort of cereal when they're, you know, before they're teething? What kind of foods are there for babies?
So there are cereals that are made with grains that don't contain gluten. So, for example, like I mentioned, rice, that's grain that's not gluten-containing. Potatoes are, you know, a starch that doesn't contain gluten. So you can find cereal items that don't contain gluten.
So they usually had, like, the rice pabu for babies? Is that the right term?
I'm sorry?
They had... What's the baby food that it used to be called pablum? Pablum? This is back in the
80s. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. It's like a something that they added to milk to make it thick so that it they fed the baby right through the bottle? No, huh?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I must be too old. Okay. So how do they... You know, babies have to eat, they strain the food and all that other stuff. They have vegetables and all this other stuff. But they have cereals for babies too, right? Do they add the cereal to the milk?
Babies.
This is, huh?
There are cereals for babies.
Okay. So what kind of, I don't know, who puts them out?
So that, again, consumers really individually have their own plans, their own needs for their children. So that's a perfect opportunity to take advantage of the free services that ShopRite provides and to come and talk to the dietitian and see what the best choice is for your child.
Oh, okay. And you talked about the organic line, which is up and coming, because we have around here there's a lot of organic foods grown in the farms, and so that we have that available. Though I have gone over to Massachusetts, and they don't have anything over there in an organic line. And it's like 2 hours away, which is amazing to me. So, but it's interesting that you have one. Now, your organic line is, it's growing, right?
Yes, our organic line is growing all the time. Anytime customers come in with new requests, we can absolutely see if we can get items in, or if those items don't exist, then there's a demand for them, then we're interested in knowing what customers want.
Okay. So what other trends might be coming up for 2014?
Another trend I've noticed is that food companies are turning to technology a lot more. So that's
okay.
One way to really communicate to the customer and to really disseminate information. There are new apps being developed that will allow customers to use their phones to actually scan the packaging of the product when they're in the store. So that's a good way to get information on health claims or ingredients, or even get customer ratings and reviews of products. And again, this would be helpful for anyone with a food allergy like a gluten sensitivity, so they can find safe products, and it can guide any individual really in selecting better for you products in general.
Okay. It's amazing how technology is coming into everything we do. We need a cell phone for everything now. It's just amazing. We have 2 minutes to break, so if you have anything else to add to that, because I don't want to get into something more because we have a break coming up. So do you have anything else to say?
Sure. I actually have noticed another trend. That would be ancient grains. So things like farro and frika are making a comeback, and people are calling them new, but really they're ancient. They've been around a very long time, and we are just now incorporating them more into our diet, along with other less familiar superfoods like calf and hemp seeds and chia seeds. So that's another trend I'm noticing.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, okay, that's really good. So we have 30 seconds to break now, so we'll break. So we'll be right back. Thanks.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Visit Judy Poole's website at becomepainfree.net to find out more about our services and products. We offer home and professional devices for personal pain management. You can start healing immediately. The site offers four programs designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Plus, you can find out about becoming biofeedback certified through Avazia. The Avazia devices are made in the USA. There are professional devices for medical use. Included in the price is an instructional class. You can become CEU certified with the instructional classes. You can also meet other professionals who are successfully using Avazia. There are also products for seniors, pets, and home use. Learn more about isometric muscle balance and get on with your life keeping your pain management in check. Visit becomepainfree.net or call Judy directly at 845-339-8383 for more information. We are here for anyone who has an active lifestyle, has had accidents that have affected them physically, people with migraines, disabilities, or any physical ailments. That website again is becomepainfree.net.
If you are in the Kingston, New York area, visit Judy Poole and the rest of Howell's Healing Wellness Group at 211 Hurley Avenue, Suite 5 for your health needs. This includes Dr. Dave Howell's DC chiropractor, Tim McArdle, licensed massage therapist, or Judy Poole, certified in both biofeedback and the isometric muscle balance technique. Call 845-331-6653 for Dr. Howell's, 845-389-0755 for Tim McArdle, or 914-388-4782 for Judy Poole. If you are in need of an Avazia device for your pain management or resolution needs, go to the product page at www.becomepainfree.net and order a device, or send an email to orders@becomepainfree.net. Judy will contact you and will work with your doctor and teach you how to use your Avazia Best device. Again, visit the website at becomepainfree.net or send Judy an email to orders@becomepainfree.net.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mastering a Healthy Life with Judy Poole. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you have about the show or any of the techniques we've discussed. Please send your emails to va@becomepainfree.net. That's va@becomepainfree.net. Now, back to Mastering a Healthy Life.
Hi, this is Judy Poole again. We're talking to Rachel Robinson, our dietitian, our registered dietitian, nutritionist. And we were talking about some of the trends for 2014. And there was the organic lines and the store brands. But she ended up saying there's like the hemp seeds and the hemp flour. And I forgot some of the others. I didn't write them down. What were some of the others that were coming up that you talked about, Rachel?
I mentioned farro, freesia, hemp, hemp seeds, and chia seeds.
Right. So if you're gluten-free, the important thing, takeaway is you have to read the labels, right?
Yes, and one perfect example of that is the ancient grains like farro and freesia, which are actually derived from wheat.
Hmm. Okay. Now you have amaranth too. That's an older flower too, right?
Mm-hmm. Amaranth is gluten-free.
So all the old foods, all the foods that our grandparents ate were mostly gluten-free.
Whole foods tend to be more gluten-free. So fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, meat and fish and poultry that's come right from the butcher, things like that are going to be gluten-free. It's when you get into more processed or packaged items that you do need to be more aware that you're reading the labels, because you don't know what's been done to these things in processing, what's been added, and you do need to be an educated consumer for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I had low blood sugar, so I was reading everything to make sure I didn't have any sugar in any of the cereals and any of the packages. And this was back in the 1980s, and it was It was new back then. Anybody who read labels was weird back then. But it helps. Because and nowadays you have the high glucose corn syrup. Yeah. So, and that's not that great for you, especially if you have a sugar problem. So, yeah, we have to read the takeaway is that we have to really read labels. So what can we look forward to at ShopRite for the month of April?
So for the month of April, we have the season changing. So the main thing I'm excited about is eating locally. And that's both produce but also packaged items for ShopRite stores. But when you eat in season, it means you're getting the ripest and most flavorful produce you can get. When you eat seasonally, that's nature's way of providing us with that natural variety to keep ourselves healthy, but also to keep our taste buds interested. And eating produce when it's in season means that you're getting things that are really providing a good partnership with your local farmers and really supporting the local economy.
Which is really important. And I think there's a big push now to support local. Even local stores, simply because it's a healthy economy, and in the foods, it helps us seasonally with whatever we have going on with our health, because it seems that you know the early spring foods are really good for us, and it just keeps us healthy all along the line. And then summer comes, and you get the sweet corn and all the other goody stuff, which is just amazing food, and you can taste the difference, right? Am I right?
You are right. So you'll notice that the vegetables that change with the seasons, for example, in the winter months, you'll get a heartier vegetable, a root vegetable, and then summer rolls around, and we get some lighter vegetables, lighter in color, but also more leafy vegetables and stuff like that. So absolutely.
Yeah, and the fallers seem to be the orange vegetables, or the heavier vegetables.
So the squash and orange peppers, carrots, all kinds of orange vegetables.
Yeah, I think somebody said that the winter vegetables help keep us through the winter because they're heavy. They're orange, so that I guess that's the vitamin A. And they're good for the stomach. They're good for the strength that you need to go through the winter. Because you usually, we have foods coming in from South America, which is the reverse of us. So, you know, we have foods all year round, but in the olden days they didn't. So they had to can in the summer and eat in the winter, right?
Absolutely. Definitely easy for us now to be kind of spoiled in this global economy where we can get any fruit or vegetable we want any time of year. But, of course, the advantage to eating local is that it's been just grown and it's fresh and it was just picked. And so that's really the best way to maximize the nutrients and the flavor. Although it is nice to have the convenience of eating any fruit or vegetable you want any time of year.
Right. And it's important to keep the variety of food on the plate, the variety of color.
Absolutely.
Because that's really where you get all the minerals and vitamins and all the exciting things that your taste buds really like. And even though you don't like your taste buds, some of the foods, you can put fruits with them because I put mango with some of my salads and it just, you know, just perks it right up. It sweetens it.
That's a great way to be sort of creative and include, you know, fruit in a salad, or even some people like to make smoothies and sneak in spinach as an extra burst of greens because it has a ton of nutrients but not a ton of flavor. So it
right.
is sometimes just being creative and finding different ways that you can include all of those different colors and food items.
And it makes it exciting to look at, too, like you said. Right?
Yes. So, like I said, we do eat with our eyes, so making our meals visually appealing goes a long way for feeling satisfied mentally.
Yeah, it does. And it, even in the dessert area, we do the same thing, right? We look at the different colors.
Absolutely. So. Everything in moderation. So there is room for dessert. Dessert doesn't have to mean, you know, really bad for you foods. Fruit makes a great dessert.
And we can always have a gluten-free black bean brownie.
Yes, in moderation.
Right? I'm assuming
portion control being important. If you're eating a portioned brownie, then absolutely.
Yeah. My husband's from Texas, and he likes black beans and rice. Great combination. I think he basically was raised on it, but that and cornbread. So, yeah, there's lots of different things out there you can do with your foods that make it exciting to eat and healthy at the same time. Right?
Absolutely. That's really the key message of enjoying the taste of eating right. And ShopRite really offers customers a great number of ways to do that.
Yeah, which is good, which is really good. Well, we've come to the end of our show, and so I want to thank you for being on my show. Thank you for, and I'm sorry we had such a problem with the phones at the beginning, but it's good to know the difference between a dietitian, a nutritionist, and a registered dietitian nutritionist. I didn't know there was a whole school of education in that, as much as there is anyway. So I want to thank you for that. So thank you for being on the show, Rachel. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you again for having me, Judy.
Yeah, no problem. So that'll be the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And this is Judy Poole, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you again for listening to Mastering a Healthy Life. Please join your host, Judy Poole, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to visit Judy's website at becomepainfree.net for more information about our show and what you've heard today.